Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, September 10th, 2020. Stand up for your country. And another Trump controversy. Bob Woodward's book says that the president knew COVID was bad, but kept it from the American people. Now, I'm going to walk you through this. And when you are finished with me, you'll know the truth. Starts in January 2019. I'm on Air Force One. I'm talking to the President of the United States, Donald Trump, about my book, The United States of Trump. I'm interviewing him. After the interview takes place, the President asked me, hey, O'Reilly, Bob Woodward's writing a book on me. He wants me to cooperate. Should I? And I go, no. He's already written a book on you that slashed you. Why would you cooperate with him? He goes, I want to get my side out. I said, your side out? You're the master tweeter. You can get your side out anytime you want. You don't need Woodward to do that. If you cooperate with him, you're giving him way more material. So obviously, the president did not take my advice. All right. And now it's all about COVID and Trump lied, put people in danger and all of that. Here's a Woodward soundbite. Go.
Give me a moment of talking to somebody, going through this with Fauci or somebody who kind of it caused a pivot in your mind, because it's clear just from what's in on the public record that you went through a pivot on this to, oh my God, the gravity is almost inexplicable and unexplainable.
Well, I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you,
sure, I want you to.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic.
All right, so it's playing it down. Now, as an American, I got to tell you, I broke the story on January 23rd. On January 31st, Donald Trump stopped flights from China. A little bit later, he stopped flights from Europe to come in here. So I did the math here and said, yeah, this is bad. I, as an American, I wasn't deceived at all. Now, yes, he did say at Davos, oh, this isn't a big deal. We're going to get it under control. That was a mistake. But playing it down has a lot of different meanings. He played it down, and I know this to be true, because he didn't want the stock market to tank, and it hasn't. So your retirement funds and all the institutional paper didn't get clobbered by COVID as it did in many other places. That's playing it down. It wasn't deceiving you. You'd have to be a moron not to know by St. Patrick's Day in March that this thing was a vicious contagion. It was 24/7 on every news station. But Trump says played it down because in his mind, it means I didn't hype it. Okay. Now, the left runs. Let me just give you a paragraph from my hometown newspaper, Newsday. Liberal newspaper, despises Trump. All right, they say, quote, Trump's explanation that he wanted to avoid creating a panic rings hollow. There's a difference between not wanting to instill fear and deliberately misleading people. To do so effectively takes leadership. And that takes honesty, a genuine understanding of the enormity of the trust the public has placed in you, and a willingness to put their interests first. I don't feel misled. I knew it was bad. I don't think there's anything that the president ever said that mitigated that, other than we'll get it under control and all of that. And again, that was a mistake, being overly optimistic. So the left is pound, 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 right? You saw it. You heard it. Trump's an idiot, and 60 Minutes on Sunday is going to be more of the same. But Fauci, Dr. Fauci, he comes up, nobody putting him on the air except Fox News, and says this, go.
But I didn't really see any discrepancies between what he told us and what we told him and what he ultimately came out publicly and said.
So did you get a sense that he was or wasn't playing this down?
No. No, I didn't. I didn't get any sense that he was distorting anything. I mean, in my discussions with him, they were always straightforward about the concerns that we had. We related that to him. And when he would go out, I'd hear him discussing the same sort of things. He would often say, we just got through with a briefing with the group from the task force and would talk about it. So, No, it may have happened, but I have not seen that kind of distortion.
I didn't see it either. I followed this thing as close as anybody. I wasn't deceived. So Newsday was deceived. Trevor Noah was deceived. Colbert was deceived because they wanted to be.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Did you know Fast-Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Joe Biden. Now, this is an amazing story. So yesterday he goes to Michigan, all right? And he has a press conference in Michigan. Roll it.
U.S. COVID-infected military, U.S. COVID-infected in America, 6,344,700. U.S. COVID deaths, 189,506. Military COVID infected, 118,984. Military COVID deaths, 6,114.
You know how many military deaths there have been from COVID? 7. You know how many cases? 40,000. All right. So what is he talking about? These what he said isn't even in the same planet to what the real stats are. He doesn't know what he's saying. Joe Biden does not know what he's saying. All right. Now, so some reporters, not many, say, what about that? And the Biden camp says, the former vice president accidentally cited the number of confirmed cases and deaths from Michigan. So he mixed up Michigan with the military. How can you do that? I mean, how can you say that 6,114 military people died from COVID? Do you not know anything? He doesn't know what he's saying. So while the corrupt anti-Trump press is parsing, playing it down, parsing it, okay? The other presidential contender, Joe Biden, is spouting 30 seconds of absolute gibberish in a press conference. And he doesn't even know it's gibberish. He doesn't know. It's not like he said, oh, I just made a mistake or maybe I'm misspeaking. He uses the word 1,189,506. What does that mean? 1,189,000? He doesn't know the words that are coming out of his mouth. Now, I'm not saying this to disparage Joe Biden. Okay, I don't play that game. I'm stunned that he could be the next president of the United States. It's inconceivable that a guy who literally does not know what he is saying in a press conference could become the most powerful man in the world. I have never seen anything close to this in politics. Now, September 29th, first debate, that's the biggest day in the presidential campaign. If Donald Trump doesn't make it about Donald Trump, and that's a big if, and a big mistake if he does, make it about Joe Biden. It's all about you, Joe. I mean, that soundbite, all the Trump campaign has to do is just buy commercials in every state, just run it. What are you talking about? Another quick break, back with the final thought.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, here's a final thought of the day. This week has been a little overwhelming. I mean, I have the release of Killing Crazy Horse. I've got to do this show. I've got to do my radio shows. A little overwhelmed. The urchins are back in school, live school with teachers, and one's in college, one's in high school, and everybody's running around. We have enough masks, blah, blah, blah. I got like 50 masks in the trunk. So anyway, overwhelmed. I know you feel the same way. When you get overwhelmed, slow it down. Slow it down. So all of us do. If you don't, you're going to make mistakes, and then it'll get worse, and then you'll snap and scream. So when I get overwhelmed, I take the terror dog for a walk, all right? Even if the terror dog doesn't want to go for a walk, because the terror dog has a schedule. You go out of that schedule, the terror dog's going, I'm not going out there, and it's raining. But I do. I take her for a walk. Slow it down. So in your life, at your home, have a mechanism there that you can just put everything aside for 5 minutes when you get overwhelmed. Just do whatever, all right? Whether it's read an article or anything. But if you don't slow it down and you get overwhelmed, you're going to get hurt, all right? That is the final thought of the day. Have a great weekend. Please check out Killing Crazy Horse, excerpt on BillO'Reilly.com. We hope you pick it up. I think you're going to really like it. And let me know what you think, all right? We'll see you on Monday, but we'll be checking in all throughout the weekend.